Radiotopia. This is The Truth, I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and for today's episode, we will explore Wonderworld USA.
Attention, Whoop-to-Whoop riders. The Whoop-to-Whoop is still experiencing technical difficulties. Thank you for your patience.
Come on, pick up.
We will be moving shortly.
David, I don't see you in the bereavement lounge. Where are you?
Okay, Mom, so you're not going to believe this.
Okay, don't tell me you forgot to pick up the crudité.
No, Mom.
Where are you?
I'm kind of stuck.
Stuck?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm stuck sideways, actually.
Has there been an accident? Are you all right?
Attention, Whoop-to-Whoop riders. We are still experiencing
David,
technical difficulties.
David, do not tell
Please
me that you are
I'm on a roller coaster.
You're on a roller coaster.
So about that. Yes.
Okay, we have to triage this situation. Where are you exactly?
On the ride. It's the Whoop-de-Whoop.
The name is immaterial, David.
Sorry.
How long until you
Attention,
get here?
We are still experiencing
it's hard to say. It's not looking good.
Okay, is this some kind of a joke?
Joke?
What
no.
kind of a person takes a roller coaster ride at a time like this?
Look, when...
Selfish, that's who. Think of your Meemaw.
I was thinking of Meemaw. When I woke up this morning, I got to thinking about mortality and time and how it passes and... How every time we'd visit, she'd take us to Wonder World. And if we were good, we'd get the blue cotton candy. Mom, I wanted to ride the Whoop-de-Whoop for Meemaw. As sort of a tribute to everything that she did for me. For the way that she helped make me the person I am.
I don't even know what to say.
See, I had plenty of time earlier. Wonder World was on the way.
Wonder World is 20 minutes north of here. 30 with traffic.
This looks really bad. I see that.
Who's gonna give the eulogy?
I have my phone. I can still give the eulogy.
David, that's absurd.
No, I got all the note cards right here. Please? For Meemaw Ela. I owe her so much. This is the least I can offer. Just please put me on speakerphone.
Absolutely not, David. No. I'll get one of your cousins to do it.
Please. I'm calling from Wonderworld, a place we all love.
Have the organist just keep looping Imagine, I guess. David? I'm not really sure how to process this right now. I have to go find another pallbearer, unless you
Mom,
think you can phone that in,
just
too.
Just listen to me. Just let me give
David,
me the opportunity.
I have to go. Goodbye.
Put me on.
Hello?
Casey. Hey, it's David.
Yeah, we're all set. I just got back with the cruise ship.
No, forget about all that, Casey. I need you to tell the Reverend I am still going to do the eulogy.
Attention, Whoop-to-Whoop riders. The Whoop-to-Whoop is currently
being invaded. It's complicated.
Please stand by.
Did someone say Whoop-to-Whoop?
Yes.
Like the roller coaster.
Yes.
The roller coaster Meemaw used to take us on.
Yes. Yes.
Aren't you giving the eulogy?
Yes, and I'm still going to do the eulogy, which is why I need you to let the Reverend know I'm going to call in.
Why did you get on a roller coaster during a funeral?
It was before the funeral, Casey. This morning when I woke up, I was thinking about time passing and mortality, and it was on the way, so I
just... Wonderworld is like 30 minutes away.
It's 20 minutes without traffic. Look, Casey, I'm stuck. All the blood is rushing to my head. I lost my new sunglasses. Let me give this speech for Meemaw Ela from Wonderworld. Remember how much she loved it here? And how she wanted that giant stuffed Huckleberry Hound thing, and then we found out later that it was stuffed with Chinese newspapers and sawdust when you body slammed it on the trampoline?
Meemaw was really good at trampoline. Wouldn't have guessed it, you know?
Case, just tell the Reverend to put me on speaker. It's that easy.
So your mom says no? She's actually across the room, but she's definitely saying no.
Casey, it'll be so easy. All you have to do is...
I don't know, Dave. She's doing a slashing gesture across her neck.
No, she's kidding. I'll be on speaker.
Your mom is doing that eye thing where you're like, I'm watching you, and you point to your eyes and then point at another person.
Come on, for Meemaw Ela.
Actually, your mom is coming over, and she looks kind of mad.
No, Casey, I...
Okay, she's pointing at the phone. I think she wants to talk to you.
Casey, gotta go, bye.
Attention, Whoop-to-Whoop riders. Maintenance crews are now calling for backup. Please stand by.
Booth's Funeral Home, where we celebrate life by celebrating your loved one.
Hi, this is David Hilbrenner.
Yes, David. I'm so sorry for your loss. I hear your loved one was a pillar in the community.
Yes, she did a lot of volunteering anyway. I need you to...
Might I add that the flowers look absolutely stunning. I think that she
That's
really
wonderful.
Would have been...
Sir, I need you to get me to the podium. I'm supposed to give the eulogy, and I'm stuck.
Has there been an accident, sir?
No, I'm fine, but look, what I need you to do is...
I'm sorry, are you on a ride or something?
Yes.
It kind of sounds...
You know, my grandma and I used to always come here. She'd take the whole family. And besides, it's on the way.
Wonderworld is 20 minutes away, due north, 30 with traffic.
How does everyone know this? If you could get my cousin, Casey...
Well, I'm afraid the service is already in progress.
No, sir. The thing is, I have my eulogy with me. I've got index cards. They're all prepared. And this may seem like a strange request, but if you put me on speakerphone, I can just...
That's not an unusual request at all, sir.
Really? Oh.
In fact, last week we had a Marine video call in from his special ops mission, the Middle East, undisclosed location. I've heard my fair share of dialed-in eulogies. It is the modern era, after all. Can't really be helped. But I do believe you're the first from an amusement park.
Okay. All right. How do we get me on speaker?
Well, I'd have to ask Christine.
No! That's okay. You don't need to bother my mother with this, sir. This morning when I woke up, I was thinking about time and mortality and how Ela used to come here with me, and I would really like to be able to share a few words about what a remarkable woman my Mima was.
Your Mima took you to Wonderworld?
Yeah.
Could she ride anything?
Yeah. You should have seen her on a trampoline.
Just a moment, sir. I'll hand you right over to the Reverend.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Just give me a second.
Attention, whoop-to-whoop riders! Emergency personnel have addressed the mechanical problems and have identified the issue. Please stand by.
And now we have David Hilbrenner joining us, and while he is physically indisposed, he will be adding a few words over speakerphone. David?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm David. Ela's favorite grandson. Just kidding. Anyway, knowing there are so many of you here, there, it speaks volumes about the impact that Ela, or Mima, as I called her, had on each of us. Mima grew up during the Great Depression, but she cultivated a life that was anything but depressed. Oh. Okay. Her generosity of spirit, her lust for life, and that laugh, I'm sure we can all remember. It was really more of a boisterous trill, and it felt like sunshine. As a kid, I recall that I once asked her about how she served it. Whoa! Okay. Oh, there go the cards. Was I, Mima! Oh! No! I woke up this morning, and I thought about mortality... and time. And I'm calling from Wonderworld from the ride she loved. The whoop-de-whoop. A ride that maybe you had the good fortune to ride with her. And you know what's fitting. She embraced her life's twists and turns, the ups and the downs, with such joy, such relish. And, oh boy. This one's for...
For more original stories like these, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Wonderworld was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, with help from Davey Gardner. It was written by Chris Kopiniak, Becca Shaw, Lewis Kornfeld, Lila Newman, and Davey Gardner. You'll find a full list of credits on our website, thetruthpodcast.com.